This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. And talk about things going on this weekend and a big event. It's Polo at the Point. Linda Lou Parsons joining us to talk more about this. It's, how many years this?
30.
30 years. 30 years of Polo at the Point. It's like I can't remember when there wasn't Polo at the Point. Let's talk about this. This has become a tradition for folks, but I imagine you always want to see new faces at this as well.
We always want to see new faces. Everybody is welcome at Polo. And Polo at the Point has been going on 30 years, and we have a brunch side of spectators, and we also have a tailgate side of spectators. So don't think that you're not welcome.
Well, you talked about earlier that somebody could wear their jeans or their shorts.
If you're on the tailgate side, yeah. It's casual. You can come in jeans, shorts.
It's my side. That's my kind of side.
And it's only $10. Okay. You bring your own ice chest. You bring your own food. There will be a food truck there if you don't want to bring your food. I think it's called Rock and Roll 10. I might have it wrong.
Okay.
So, but you can bring your chairs. You cannot bring grills. You cannot bring umbrellas. And you cannot bring pop-up tents because of the wind and spooking horses
and
our insurance and things like that. But we do have tailgate tents that we have secured and put up that are braced, and it's $750.
And there's still some of those available?
There's maybe three or four of those available.
Okay, so if somebody listens to us wants to get, do they reserve through the website, or how do they do that?
You go to poloatthepoint.com, and you will see all the committee's phone numbers. You'll see the tailgate chairman, who's Malcolm Young, and you'll see his email and his phone numbers, and you can call, and we'll be able to help you and set that up and coordinate tickets for
you. Now, how many of us, like, if we do that, when we get that tent, how many we can come out? Can we bring, how many friends? You said $10 a friend, or how many?
Well, it's $10 a person. Okay. If you get the sponsorship for $750, it comes with 20 tickets.
Oh, wow.
So that's a $200 value right there.
Okay.
It comes with a 10x10 tent.
So we can have our own, like, the Sullivan family party or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can tell your friends, hey, I have a tent. It'll be under Sean Sullivan.
Right.
And I'll have a blue balloon or something.
Right.
And they can all pay their $10 and come in and join you there. Now,
good
only
deal.
You'll be able to park there with one other car.
Yes.
They'll park in a different area.
And there's transportation.
There's a golf cart shuttling you, but I'm only talking about maybe 500-600 feet
okay.
of a walk.
So it's not far.
Yes. And then there's divot stomping at the halftime.
Okay, divot stomping. You mean like the things on the golf course?
That's right. The horses make divots in this grass.
Mm-hmm.
So to make it safer for them in case they've turned quick, because they can turn on a dime. You're talking about a 1,000-pound animal going 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the player is just guiding it with he has one hand on the reins, one on the mallet, but it's pretty much holding on with his legs. And you know how, if you've ever seen it, if you hadn't come, it's easy to pick up. There's four players on each team, and they're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, just kind of like in other sports where you have the front man, the back, the goal man, the middle man, and the pass person. And women play, too. There'll be women on these teams.
All right.
And it's Mercedes of Mobile versus Cessna Airplanes. It's being sponsored by the Grand Hotel. We also have Pilot Catastrophe sponsoring the silent auction, which is amazing. You can do it online or you can come in person. You just go to our website and it'll give you the link to how you can do click bid and buy what you want and check out, and it takes care of it. We have amazing things that'll be on it, and all of this goes to charity. All of this goes to charity. We are all volunteers. The polo players play, and we have a whole volunteer committee that work pretty much year-round to put this together.
Yes.
There's no paid executive, so this comes. Everybody comes from the heart, whether you're a paid executive or not. But this is just something they've always been proud of. And we have given a lot of money back to South Alabama.
Yeah, I was wondering what the charities y'all...
The charity, okay. Well, the charity this year that we've done a few times, the main beneficiary is Thomas Hospital Foundation. And they are working on... They've seeded it towards going to their fight against breast cancer and breast cancer research.
And it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is. And we've given to Mitchell Cancer Institute before. We made a pledge to give $1 million. It took a few years, but we did it.
Wow.
And we also, depending on how much money we make, that we have as our net proceeds, besides giving a lump to the main charity, or the 501c3, Thomas right. Hospital Foundation, we give to other local charities. Like, it might not be as big of an amount, but it's enough that makes a difference in any charity.
Absolutely.
Okay? We've done humane societies. We've done Wilma Hall. We've done Child Advocacy Center. We've done Impact 100. We've done Care House. We've done The Lighthouse. We've done...
In 30 years of doing this, y'all have had a chance to impact a lot of charities.
Yeah.
What I like about this is I think people want to give to these charities and help. Mm-hmm. At the same time, it does make it easier when it's a fun event.
Oh, my gosh. It's a sensory overload.
Yeah.
You know, you have polo. You have each other, friends, cheers. You have beautiful weather.
Yes.
And you're watching polo. There's not many places you can watch that. And we have wonderful players from this community, but we're also having teams and players coming in from South Carolina, Wyoming, Florida, Mississippi, Tennessee. But we have
these teams they're traveling.
Well, and sometimes what they do is, it might be somebody that owns the team. They're called the patron, the person that sponsors the team. And then sometimes they'll hire a professional that gets paid to play polo, and then they'll have other people that just play polo be on the team. So sometimes they'll put it together. But, yes, they're professionals, and I can tell you that the property we're on, Clearwater Polo Sunny Hill Complex, is named for two polo fields that are next door, and one of them is the Campbell family that have Clearwater, and actually Chip Campbell is the president of the Board of Governors of the United States Polo Association.
Oh, wow.
And then next door, Sunny Hill Farm, is owned by the Pilot family, and Curtis Pilot played this past spring summer, and so did Chip, in the largest USPA tournament in Florida. And Chip was in it, but Curtis's team, Pilot, took it to the end and won it. And they had to win three major tournaments to do so. So there's some pretty powerful polo in Point Clear.
Of course we got some. Alabama's got talent, not just in football, and polo too.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
All right, this is good. If people want to get more information, once again, the website and anything else we need to add to this.
Yes, I'm sorry, I've forgotten. On Saturday night, if you can't make it to polo, we have a players' party at the Grand Hotel. Absolutely phenomenal. 6 to 10. Sunsets, appetizers, but it's Nashville. It's Come Casual, Dress Like Nashville. There are four singer-songwriters that are coming down here, and they've written fabulous songs that are sung by Kenny Chesney, Faith Hill, Rascal Flatts.
Oh, wow.
You'll know the songs, but they'll tell you, and if you've never done a singer-songwriter, they tell you the emotion and why they wrote that song and where the words came from, and then they sing it. And so we have that, and we'll have a live auction there, too, with some pretty amazing items.
You got a heck of a weekend ahead of us.
We do. And those tickets are still available, and they're $100, but it includes it's a cash bar, but for the $100, it has the food, and you do have two drink tickets with it, but it's well worth it. And, again, this also is all going back into our community.
Okay. If we want to go online one more time, website?
www.poloatthepoint.com.
Linda Lou, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Polo at the Point coming up this weekend, and we're coming right back on Midday Mobile.